Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Mike Johnson will be on with Mike Bell this afternoon. We're all shuffled up. Garrett is in for Dylan today and tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Friday. You can join us, the morning shift, at Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta for a special broadcast. Come on in and pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. Come say hello to me. Mike and Bo will be reunited. All in the same room, all in the same location at the same time, which does not happen a lot these days. So come see us. It's the Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. You will be straight off the plane for that, right?
Yeah, right off the plane. I'll get in the truck and I'll go up there and probably maybe sleep in my truck at some point, or maybe go to Waffle House. Guess so. But I know I can't. I can't go. I cannot go to Waffle House.
Why?
Well, because then I won't be ready to eat at Publix. And we all know that they feed us at Publix.
Here's the thing, though. Here's what I'm picturing is you're going to go to this Publix on Haynesbridge Road and sleep in your truck, and you're going to get the cops called on you before our show starts.
Probably. Probably.
That would be the best introduction for this broadcast on Friday.
We have a vagrant in the truck.
Someone hanging out here. Yeah. Suspicious mail.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm doing a radio show. Yes, sure. Sure, buddy. Sure. Sure.
Sure.
I don't know how to. So when I was purchasing my vehicle, the sales guy had, because it was out of state, so I was, I don't think 929 reaches like Greenville, South Carolina, but the sales guy had Googled me for some reason, and so the finance guy tries to get you to go for the warranties and stuff, and I'm not a warranty type of guy, and so I, it gets uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does.
And before he did the warranty spill, he was like, yeah, here, you do this. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I do for a living. I was like, no big deal. I'm an idiot that has a microphone in front of me and I talk. And so we go through it. And at the very end, after everything's done and I didn't give the warranty, he's like, oh, yeah, man, good luck with your podcast.
Which is not a dig, but that's hilarious.
It feels, if you're in radio, it feels like one.
I know.
Because you can start podcasts, you have to be given radio
right.
stuff,
the
right?
The barrier to entry is a little bit different.
Yeah, and I was like, and I'm such an idiot, I'm such a jerk. I go, it's radio, yeah, I appreciate it, man. I'm just like, what's wrong with you? Like, you could just let it go, dude, let it go. But I can't, I just can't let it go. I can't let things go. And I don't think he meant it as a slight.
No.
But I damn well took it as like, hey, man.
Technically, the kids are loving the podcast. So yeah. It's a compliment at the same time.
It is. And we do.
We do a lot of podcasts here at Odyssey.
Yeah. And we take ours and put it in a podcast form. And yeah. Garrett's got a podcast and Joe Patrick's got a podcast. Like, Dylan and I had one at one point. Mm-hmm. And it's not a knock on that. It's just, I was just like, it's a radio show. But yeah, man, it's cool. It's cool.
I get it. All right. We got to let Garrett get things off his chest. Let's get into some college football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I struggle counting. 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, it's all the same, right? I mean, 5 days, there's a bowl game in 5 days. I think there's a bowl game in 5 days.
There you go.
Probably, I mean.
I'm pretty sure.
Notre Dame won't be in it.
Garrett, if someone were to call and be like, listen, that count was wrong on the college football imaging, I would be so happy that they are paying that close attention.
Well,
so,
I appreciate them. Yeah. That means they are an everyday listener and they understand exactly
Absolutely.
What's going on. And we appreciate
I would love
those.
It.
I had a guy do that to me one time.
Really?
Yeah.
You got this stat wrong on Monday and it was like Thursday.
Yeah. Like, I just want to put it out there that you said this. And I was like, my bad, dude.
He keeps notes.
I mean, I was working and I was trying to be accurate, and I made a mistake. I apologize. I'll be better.
All right, so
if I don't make a mistake today, just wait till tomorrow. That's all.
Exactly. We got to get into this. I know Garrett is very passionate about this. The University of Utah is close to making a first of its kind deal with Otro Capital. Is that how you say that? Yeah. The school would get a huge amount of money. And together they would start a new for-profit business that both sides would own. The deal is expected to generate as much or more than $500 million in capital.
Yeah, this is letting the fox into the hen house right now. And this, I mean, the floodgates are open now. I mean, we're going to see this across college football. Everybody's going to have to do this because you're going to have to do it in order to keep up. And we heard a couple of these things happen in the rumors of this in the Big Ten, right? They were discussions and they're talking about it. And I was pretty a vocal critic of it. I'm a vocal critic of it now because the purpose of private equity, its sole purpose is to make money. Mm-hmm. That is its only job. It doesn't care about college athletics, college sports, and the moment that something in college sports does not make fiscal sense, they're going to eradicate it. It's going to be gone. The band traveling for games, rivalry games, anything else that they can do, they have control, mm-hmm. and they have a say in this now. And it's very, very unfortunate that Utah chose to go down this route. I understand to some degree why they do it, because it allows them to have some level of security moving forward. But it's just indicative of where college athletics are right now.
Yeah.
And it is a very sad state of affairs.
Well, the good thing about this is that Utah is going to own a good bit of this entity, right? And if Otro, I think is what you said.
Otro.
Whatever. Who cares? If they decide to pull out of this deal, Utah could seemingly buy them out of the rest of it, right? And then bring in a new investor. So I think, and again, I am virtually, like, just, I'm an idiot on this type of stuff. I'm going to openly say I don't know anything about all this stuff. I do sports radio, and pretty much has been my life since I graduated college. So I don't know much about this, but what I think that's what I read into it. So they could always take, that's the beauty of the way they did it. The Big Ten has talked about it. The Big 12 has talked about it. I know Michigan has been staunchly against an investment firm coming into the conference and doing this, which I'm against it too. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know how, look, it's not much different than a booster in a lot of ways. The only thing for me is a booster is wholeheartedly invested in the team winning more. And that means that they're willing to put money in as long as they win, and their return, their ROI, which that's return on investment. I do
know
that. Look
at you.
Isn't as much of a concern.
I have worked for companies that have been bought by private equity company. It's not the best experience.
No, it's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. It's a bottom line business. And now, I mean, and it is, bottom line businesses exist across the sports world.
Yeah.
You see them.
They do things like, hey, you know, Word costs money. Just use that Word pad that comes with your computer.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
It's going to get you a couple extra bucks here or there, and it's going to happen.
Yeah. All right. So Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormack blasted Notre Dame's egregious reaction to college football playoff snub.
I will say this, and I'm a little outspoken about it. I don't like how Notre Dame's reacted to it.
So,
okay. I think Pete's his behavior has been egregious. It's been egregious going after Jim Phillips when they saved Notre Dame during COVID. We all knew, and it was very transparent, Hunter was very transparent about it, the chair, that as Notre Dame and Miami got closer together, head-to-head would be a factor, okay? BYU lost. They became closer together, head-to-head made a difference in that decision. So I think he is totally out of bounds in his approach, and if he was in the room, I'd tell him the same thing.
I thought the best part about Bavakwa's whole little spill, not that's obviously Brett Yormack, for the Big 12, but the AD at Notre Dame was when he said that Notre Dame had went on the most dominant 10-game stretch in the history of college football, and Stuart Mandel, I believe it was Brett McMurphy, put all the teams that they beat in that stretch and what their records were, and then the ones that they didn't play in a Power 5 or a Power 4 conference, he just put group of five. And it was Purdue 2-10, Arkansas 2-10, Boise State group of five, NC State 7-5, USC 9-3. That's a big one. Boston College 2-10, Navy group of five, at Pitt 8-4, and then 3-9 Syracuse and 4-8 Stanford. I love that Brett McMurphy did that because it wasn't. I love what Brett Yormack said because he called them out for being what they are, and that's they're being a little bit ridiculous.
It's when they come in and say that they went on a historic 10-game run, historic. LSU in 2019 was historic. Let's be careful of our word. And Yormack does a good job here. He calls it egregious. That's a great word for what is being described here. And for an athletic director, for a sports talk radio host, that's fine. Like I'll use that word all the time. For an athletic director, or for a commissioner of a conference to come in and say something like that about an athletic director, those are choice words. And it means this is where we are.
So we are up against it as far as time when it comes to the Mac drop. And I have created this whole game, ho, 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 or no, no, no. So I'm just going to give you one right now, and we'll sprinkle them in throughout the show. How about that?
Oh, okay. I wanted to play it.
Well, we'll just do one now, and then we'll play more throughout the rest of the show.
All right.
Because today is our Odyssey Holiday Company Party. It's going to be amazing. It starts at 2 o'clock. I'm very excited. But I feel like we need to remind everyone how you're supposed to behave at a company party. Okay? So I have scoured the internet for company party anecdotes, stories that people have. So You're going to tell me whether they're real or fake. Ho, ho, ho for real. No, no, no for fake. If
Wait,
I've made them
this.
Up. Okay. So I'll give you one right now. And then again, like I said, we'll sprinkle them in throughout the rest of the show. Here's what someone said. Someone got so drunk at a work holiday party, they were doing backflips on the dance floor. And then they sat on a 19-year-old guest's lap in front of her mom. Ho, ho, ho or no, no, no.
That's a ho, ho, ho.
No, no, no.
That is a ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my gosh.
That actually
oh,
happened.
No.
Yeah, it
oh,
did.
No, no, no.
Okay, let me give you one more.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
fun.
Let's do one more.
One more, okay. The IT guy got into a fist fight with the CFO at a holiday party after drinking too much, and police had to get involved. Ho, ho, ho or no, no, no?
I'm going to say no, 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 because I, as angry as IT guys can be at times, they normally don't resort to violence unless they just, like, do something to your computer or your email.
Mm-hmm.
I like that line of thinking. I will go ho, 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 though, just because, I mean, alcohol does things to people.
And it did to that IT
hey,
guy. It's a ho, ho, ho. That actually happened. Can you imagine?
Dude, I would
think actually, about the people in our company.
I would pay to see that. I don't know who our CFO is. They'd have to. I'd probably have to come down from another region. But I wouldn't mind seeing an IT guy swing at somebody. This would be funny.
All right. We'll play a few more of those throughout the show. But coming up, we have a lot more audio to get to coming out of Flowery Branch from yesterday. We'll play it for you next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.